trying to think all week of what I'd like to have for devotions, and I struggle a little bit with that. But the thought that kept coming to my mind that I'd like to just share that thought with you a little bit is I recently read listened to an audio tape about tribes. It's nothing from a Christian perspective. It was a secular part, and it uses the word tribes, but we can use the word team. Walmart uses the word associates and team members, and it's a group of people. Get enough of them going together, you end up with a movement of some kind, or institution is where somebody has this thing and they put it all together. But this audio book that I listened to, and then along with what William said last Sunday at about gossip or our tongue, I just would like to share a little bit about the importance of having a team. And when we think of a team, I want to think about it as a church. And then also our Sunday school lesson talked about the early church, and then how Ananias and Sapphira, I don't want to get into the Sunday school lesson, but how they did something good, but it ended up being not so good. So, but what really struck me with this thing that I was listening to, some of it I totally didn't agree with, and I'm not sure that I'd recommend the audiobook, but is how that teams throughout history or tribes were successful and did things, how there's some things that they all had in common. And then also I read a little more, and if you think of things that happen today as it relates to schools, orphanage, is clinics, hospitals, churches, more importantly churches, how almost all of them started with some vision that somebody had, and then a group of people got together and made it happen. And businesses or whatever. But this person went on to say how important there's some things to keep that all together, and I just kept thinking about it as a church. So, and then I have some scripture here, a little bit that I'd like to read. I won't let it take too long here. About that. So, and maybe some examples. See if I can keep my thoughts in line here. So it's not as much about what we. So often we think of things. And I'm quoting some of this, but selfish is probably at the top of the list, but gossip and being rude and unthoughtful and keeping secrets from each other and lifting ourselves up. Those are all, there's many others, but the lack of those things, I think we'd all agree that those things will tear a group of people apart really fast. But the lack of those things is not enough. And that's the thought that really struck with me. Just not doing them is not good enough. We have to do the opposite of what that is, to hold a church together or any team together. And as it often is in any good practice that works in the world, businesses or otherwise, it's got a biblical base to it. But selfishness, let's just look at that for one little bit here. The opposite of being selfish is selfless, and that's a huge subject. But giving ourselves up, giving our time, our sharing our talents, our money sometimes, whatever it is, to each other. And we can apply this to other people. We can apply it to, but if we think about it as a team, because they all work, but instead of using our tongue to gossip and talk about people, we encourage people. It just not gossiping is not good enough. you're not going to get this team that really helps each other out. The Army has really, really learned that. They take these people that maybe special forces or something. They get this team together, and they find the talents that these guys have and their strong points. And these guys have to just love each other and look out for each other and lift each other up. Really, really hard to do sometimes. And I'm speaking to myself as much as anybody, but wanting the best for everybody around us, that's tough. But it's not good enough just to not be bad. You got to do the other one. And there's so much in the Bible that talks about this, directly and sometimes a little bit indirectly, and there's examples. There is so much. I'm going to read some stuff here. And I'm going to read this in the, it's not going to be in the King James Version. It is good and pleasant when God's people live together in peace. Psalms 133. Ecclesiastics. Two are better off than one because together they can work more efficiently, effectively. If one of them falls down, the other one can help him. But someone is alone and falls, it's just bad because there's no one there to help him. If next one is 1 Corinthians. Oh, and in Proverbs it says, as one piece of iron sharpens another, so friends keep each other sharp. 1 Corinthians, it says, the body is one unit and yet has many parts. As all the parts from one body, so is it with Christ. But by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. Whether we be Jewish, Greek, slave, free, God gave us all one Spirit to drink. In Romans it says, show family affection one to another with brotherly love. Outdo one another in showing honor. Philippians, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. That's kind of a key verse, really. It's pretty tough to do that sometimes. In Hebrews it says, let us be concerned for one another, to help one another, to show love and do good. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another. Let us encourage one another all the more since you see that the day of the Lord is coming near. Romans, it says, we who are strong in faith should help the weak with their weakness and not please only ourselves. Well, today, that's pretty, we're kind of set up in a society that's self-centered. We really are. I mean, we even got the new word selfie. It's just crazy. And then I was thinking of examples in history of this. To me, that always kind of makes an impression. Well, David in the Bible, he had these 30 mighty men, and I think most of us know those stories. But I read that recently, and he had some really unique men. I mean, one of them killed a lion in a pit with snow in it. Another one killed 300 people protecting the barley field, and some of these weren't Israelites. They were Gentiles. They were, you know, it was different groups of people, but they were so loyal to each other. They changed the course of history, the borders of the land and everything. And then one day David said, "Oh, wish I could get a drink of water from my well in Bethlehem there. I think it was his hometown." And three of his men broke through the Philistine line, went all the way down through there, and went and got the water and brought it back to him. And they risked their lives for sure. And, you know, David was almost overwhelmed with this, and he couldn't even drink the water. And that there's many other stories. There's stories today that it has to do with team members, you know, supporting each other. Long ago, there was tribes of people that would migrate. You know, I believe that some of them started in Japan and they migrated across Siberia and ended up in Alaska. And history tells us that was a real close knit tribe of people, and they accomplished much. Today we have some great movements. I recently met this person that it's like, see, what is it called? Sorry, I'm blank, but the place where we donate some money and where they give money to all the different... CMA? Is that it? CAM. Thank you. You know, that's even Forbes magazine said that that's probably one of the best groups of people that have accomplished much with actually taking the money that we give them and putting it into the hands of the people that need it. And they look out for each other. And the other day I met somebody at our shop there, and he was telling me about this lady whose name was Edna Ruth Byler, who grew up in Kansas, and how she started this thing called 10,000 Villages. And he knew her, and he thought maybe we'd be related to her. But amazing story. I didn't know the story, but she went into Puerto Rico when it was real poor back in the 40s. And amazing story. And now that's a huge thing where people bring help those people out. And they all have this thing in common. If you really look into it, it's sometimes easier to get those things in common with people out of the church, because at the church sometimes we look at each other a little differently. We don't have this goal in front of us of what we want to do, and I think that's a real shame. So I guess I was challenged with the thought that, unlike Ananias and Sapphira, who did sell everything they had, but then they still wanted to lift themselves up and make themselves look good. They got rid of their... We know what happened there. So I got a couple more verses here. In 1 Peter, it says, "Above all, love each other warmly, because love covers many things. Welcome each other as guests without complaining. Each of you, as a good manager, must use the gift that God has given you to serve." So I was just challenged with that thought. Hopefully, I made the same thing to you. You think about it. Oh, I missed one part here. I'll have to start back at the beginning. But the one thing that these things have in common, these tribes that I'm talking about, leaders, they all have a leader. And very emphatically, this author said how there is a leader of this group. If you try to take a group of people together and say, okay, we have a common goal, let's go for it, it doesn't work. And how we need to support our leader, and how we need to... there's leaders that lead you the wrong way. I mean, I would put ISIS in as a tribe of that has some pretty dedicated people to it. And so it doesn't mean it's a good thing. It just means that it works. But taking that in the right direction with the right people is a tremendously powerful thing. So that's all I had. So maybe we can borrow heads for a word of prayer.